the meeting to or, we'll call the meeting to order, it's 1:02 PM. And has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Any additions or deletions?
Yes, I have one addition for new business, a request to hook up onto municipal water.
Okay. Can we have a mover now, please?
Bonkey.
Seconder.
Ms. Dugal.
All in favor? Carried. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes, confirmation of the minutes, reading confirmation of the minutes? Have you looked it over? Are we good?
Bonkey.
Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Financial payment of accounts. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, check number 26211 to 26225 and other 0588 to 0602. Now therefore, be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $146,479.54. A mover.
McDougall.
Seconder. Carried.
You stay.
You can go.
I go.
Okay.
Otherwise we won't
move on. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, other 0603 to 0604. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $3,297.59. Seconder?
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Department reports, Public Works, that's the meeting of May 12th, that's in your package. Utility, this time there was none. There will be one next time, but I think he's coming back with some recommendations and some things that he's found.
Meeting in June, he's going to come back with a more detailed report.
Yeah, good. Reports of committees. Two Rivers Service to Seniors, that's in the package. North Eastman Municipal Forum, again, that's in there. White Mug Municipal Museum, that's in there. And Fire Management. Verbal reports of committees. Mr. Sterk.
None for me.
Deputy Reeve.
Well, we had Public Works today, and I just want the public to know that next week graveling's going to start on the roads and everything that. And once graveling's done, we will look at the dust control. That's all I wanted to report. The rest will be in.
Okay. I have done. Councilor McDougall.
Reeve Abernog and I had waste management yesterday. It's pretty much routine. I guess the new scale is on site. Take a little while to get it set up, but just to note that it's about 2 years ahead of schedule as it is, so it's actually like pretty good there. But yeah, there, that was pretty much,
yeah, they're
pretty much it. Their scale's going to be up and going,
yeah,
eventually.
It's probably a little ways away from that, but they're, you know, they're working with what they have. That's what you're doing, so.
I heard these guys bought a truck or something for the waste?
They buy a truck. It's evolved into a facility that requires a truck. There was mileage being paid out to the employees, so now they've got a truck it'll be quite useful.
Okay.
These trips that go to Winnipeg to pick up and deliver stuff that can now be done in-house rather than paying a contractor or even mileage to the employees, so. No. I think it was a good deal.
The royalty return will be
I agree with you.
Really good deal on the truck they got. It's been talked about for a long time. So.
It's a used truck.
Yeah, it's used. It's,
for myself, the only thing I really had, I did have a training session with work the other night. There was a meeting the other night with work, but I did not attend. Museum. You know what? Their July 1st is their July 1st celebration from 11 to 2, and that's where it's at right now. Okay. Public hearing, there is none. delegation. We do have one, and it'll be at 1:30, so we'll just bypass that for now, Lacey, and then go back to it after.
Yep.
Okay. Communications, Terranet Manitoba, Rio Digital Plan Invitation and Digital Plan Agreement. So we got to do a resolution on that because a lot of this stuff is going to go digital, and it would be more into your area. I mean, instead of paper, and we want to go this road.
Yeah, so Terranet is kind of moving away from the paper, and they're moving towards digital. So this agreement will allow us to receive digital copies from them.
So we need a resolution though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So whereas Terranet Manitoba has invited the rural municipality of Whitemouth to enter into a digital plan agreement, now therefore be it resolved that council does hereby direct administration to sign this agreement. A mover.
Honky.
Seconder.
It's Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number two is RCMP Staff Sergeant Corey Myers, Lacedaemonian Area RCMP new Facebook page. So it's information, but should we put this information and promote it on our Facebook page?
We could share it.
Share it? That's what
I think it'd be a good idea, yeah. Wouldn't it?
Okay.
Well,
stuff going on in the community. So
I think the more we get out there on the RCMP, the better it is.
Okay, we will share it on Facebook.
Okay. Number three, Community Future Winnipeg River, AGM and Awards Banquet Invitation. And that is on June 15th. I think it's at, is it at, say on here, is it 5 o'clock or 5:30?
Later than that.
Later?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just want me to pull it up or?
No, that's okay. It's that evening of the 15th. So, whereas council has received an invitation to the Community Futures Winnipeg River Annual General Meeting and Awards Banquet to be held Monday, June 15th, 2026 at the Pioneer Club in Lacedaemonie. Now therefore be it resolved that all members of council are hereby authorized to attend same, and further be it resolved that they be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws. So we'll pass a resolution that all of council can go. Can we have a mover?
I'll move that. McDougald.
Seconder.
Derek.
All in favor?
Did we want to take the handy van? Save costs?
Depends who goes, we don't know.
You know, we've done that before. By the time you pick it up, and, you know, it depends who goes.
Okay.
And if council can let me know who's going to attend, then I'll arrange that.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Okay, number, you got all that, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Manitoba Hydro, Winnipeg River water levels and flows. That's an informational package. You all got that in your package, you see. See where that is at. Number five, Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission, RIA Independent Environmental Monitoring Program to sample around the Whiteshell Laboratory site July 20th to the 24th of 2026. That's an invitation, correct?
Yes.
For us to...
Yes, it is.
Go there.
And I just need to... If anybody does want to attend, I will have to let them know as well.
Does anybody want to attend? Anybody?
Yeah, I have no interest, but Councillor Seb is on that committee, so he might want to go. So if we did a resolution that if anyone wanted to go.
Yep.
Okay.
I myself no.
Pardon?
I don't want
to.
Well, let's do a resolution to pass or to for that council to attend, and then Councillor Stead will go for sure, and if somebody else wants to jump in, so be it. All right, whereas the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission, CNSC, will be performing sampling in the area as part of the Independent Environmental Monitoring Program. And whereas council has been invited to join the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission in the field to see the program in action. Now therefore be it resolved that all members of council are hereby authorized to attend same. And further be it resolved that they be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws. Mover.
Derek.
Seconder.
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Rural Municipality of Alexander, resolution, June District Meeting, subject proposed amendments to section 1522 of the Municipal Act. Now, we can do a resolution on this now, or we can do it at the June meeting. Is that correct?
Yes. So it's entirely up to council whether or not they want to
pass
this resolution.
Well, they're looking for support, I would recommend. I mean, this is kind of really important to know what's happened here, and we know how the Court of King's Bench has ruled, and then if we do it here, they know they have our support. At the June meeting, who knows?
We've got my support. I think, absolutely. I would join, you know, if I had a choice, I would join them as a supporter.
Okay, so whereas a recent decision of the Manitoba Court of King's Bench, Bond J, confirmed that section 1522 of the Municipal Act authorized the chair to direct that a person be removed from a council meeting if the person's conduct at the meeting is improper, and whereas the authority to remove a person under section 1522 applies to that meeting only, and a person so removed is otherwise permitted to attend subsequent council meetings, and whereas the Municipal Act does not provide a clear mechanism for council to restrict attendance at council meetings beyond the removal authority set out in section 1522, and whereas municipal council members are required to complete code of conduct training after each general election within the time period prescribed, and whereas the code of conduct establishes consequences for non-compliance up to and including removal from office in accordance with the applicable process, and whereas incidents of improper conduct at council meetings have been increased in some communities, creating operational and safety concerns for both council staff and the public, and whereas there is an absence of appropriate legislative tools, as the last comprehensive review of the Municipal Act received Royal Assess on November 19, 1996, which undermines effective governance, places municipal staff and elected officials at risk, and erodes public confidence in the ability of councils to conduct orderly and productive meetings. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Association of Manitoba Municipalities, AMM, lobby that the province of Manitoba review and amend the Municipal Act as a whole, but with special respect to section 1522, to strengthen municipal authority to maintain order and safety at council meetings while respecting procedural fairness and the public's right to attend. And further, be it resolved that such amendments include a graduated range of consequences for repeat offenders, including escalating consequences where an individual has demonstrated a pattern of improper conduct at council meetings. And further, be it resolved that the province of Manitoba consider amendments that would allow council by resolution and subject to clear criteria and procedural safeguards to prohibit, ban an individual from attending council meetings for an extended period where a documented history of repeated improper conduct exists. Mover.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There's a lot to read.
I apologize, yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
That's
long.
Number 7, Bossier Community Planning, application for a proposal to subdivide part of South Half 191311, EPM RM of Whitemouth, file number 4203257824. Okay, anybody look at that whole thing? I didn't see anything in there.
minutes. We went through that, the planning, the...
You guys did, there was nothing on there.
We had no concerns.
No other departments had any other concerns on it either, so. Okay. And whereas the community planning branch has determined this subdivision is consistent with the development plan. Now, okay, now therefore be resolved that council does hereby approve this subdivision application on the following condition. Number one, that a conditional use order be obtained for proposed lot one as a new residential lot to ensure compliance with the zoning bylaw. Number two, that variance orders be obtained as necessary to ensure compliance with the zoning bylaw. Number three, that a declaration of right-of-way be obtained for the proposed shared access onto PTH 11. A mover for that, please.
Honky.
Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Want me to read that?
This is...
It's different.
This is
here.
The other, yes, yeah, so this is another... resolution that's brought forth for the June district meetings.
So rural municipality of Rockwood. Whereas the Manitoba Emergency Services College must cease issuing seals under the previous NFPA 1001 standard as of June 30th, 2026. Once the new accredited standard comes into effect, pursuant to requirements established by the IFSAC and Pro Board. And whereas firefighters who are currently in progress under the former NFPA 1001 standard, particularly firefighting level 1, must complete all required components before that date, including co-requisites such as hazardous material operations and all written and practical evaluations in order to receive certification seals. And whereas this transition places significant pressure on municipal and volunteer fire departments, many of which already face recruitment, scheduling, travel, and training capacity challenges, and may be unable to ensure all affected members complete the required coursework and evaluation by the deadline through no fault of their municipalities or firefighters involved. And whereas efforts have reportedly been made to expand hazardous materials training opportunities and communicate the transition timeline in advance, but access constraints and backlog pressures remain a concern for departments working to maintain firefighter certification and operational readiness. Therefore, be it resolved that the Association of Manitoba Municipalities urged the province of Manitoba, in consultation with the Manitoba Emergency Service College and relevant accredited bodies, to pursue immediate transitional accommodations for firefighters who were actively enrolled under the previous NFPA and the 1001 standard prior to the implementation of the new standard, including options such as extension, bridging mechanism, administrative accommodations, or other practical measure that would prevent unnecessary loss of training progress and reduce adverse impacts on municipal fire protection capacity. Be it further resolved that the Association of Manitoba Municipalities advocate for improved transition planning, timely communications, and significant course capacity for future firefighter certification standard changes so that municipalities and local fire departments are not placed at risk of service disruptions due to training bottlenecks beyond their control. Mover.
Honky.
Seconder.
Derek.
All in favor? You know, and on that note, which we forgot when we started off, Councillor Stead is not in the meeting today. He is at a fire right now. Okay. Yep, we'll go to this one. Number nine, Province of Manitoba Office and Quarry Recorder. Pending quarry lease applications, Rural Municipality of Whitemouth. You know, this has come up before. We talked about it before. My recommendation is we just directed to admin to make sure that the municipality is not liable for anything that goes there, whether it's, what is it, roads or whatever that's out there.
It's 100% their costs.
Their costs, yeah, so.
Everything.
So that's all.
Whether it's ASM or whatever name they want to.
Yeah.
Okay, so as administration, we can submit the comments, just that any road access, development, maintenance would be at their cost.
At their cost. Okay. We have no responsibilities for it.
Okay, I can do that.
Number 10, Whitemouth Recreation Association, request for community event designation for their annual sports day. I guess we need a resolution for that, eh? The Whitemouth Recreation Association has requested to block some streets to accommodate a parade for their annual sports day on August 1st, 2026. And whereas they have also requested that this be declared a community event, now therefore be it resolved that these requests are hereby approved. A mover.
McDougal.
Seconder.
Sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Number 11, it's bylaw officer. We're going to go in camera with that. Is that okay, Lacey?
Yep.
It's personnel, so just, you know, you may not want it public. Number 12, Canada Post Community Foundation request for support to the 2026 fundraising campaign. I remember somewhere along the line that once we gave $50.
Yes. That? Last year you gave $50.
And the year before?
Last year was the first year.
Oh, the first year. Okay, that's what I remember.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So I just prepped the resolution with the same as last year. Council can change it as they see fit or do nothing.
I'd like it to, personally, nothing this year. Gas prices are high. People are struggling. It's something, when we gave $50, there wasn't a whole ton of support for it at that time. That's why it was only $50.
Yeah.
So I personally have less support for it now.
I have no interest in it.
No.
I mean, they had,
I concur.
After that strike last time.
They had a strike and they're not going to get rich on our $50, so why are we doing it?
I think the federal government has more money.
Anyway, it's defeated.
Yeah, not.
Okay.
Number 13, Property Assessment Service Branch, Steinbeck Annual Report 2025. That's information, eh?
Yep.
Doesn't. Okay, unfinished business. Lagoon, borrowing bylaws. Again, we're working on it. We're still trying to get, what's his name, Ted Falk, out here to have a face-to-face meeting. Is that correct, Lacey?
Yeah, and I'm going to, after getting some more input from council here, I have an idea of when I'm going to try to arrange that.
Okay. Because I think we need him in our chambers. We're not getting too far.
Okay.
The other way. And it's information we want. We can't just keep. Waterline south of Elma, information from ratepayer. Again, we're not getting information. Have you gotten any information on this, some real concrete information, or where are we at?
What was added to this agenda was just the information from the ratepayer for an idea of moving forward. I'm going to suggest myself and meeting with him to kind of discuss and maybe give some more information.
Okay, with that ratepayer?
Yep.
Okay. Zoning bylaw, again, that is tabled. We talked about that last time, but admin is working on it and still gathering all the information they can on that. Is that correct? Is she still working on it and things are moving forward?
Yeah, she started compiling it and putting it on our computer system, so I'm going to start to compile that for council to kind of review and give direction with what they want.
Yeah, it's a long process.
There's going to be a public hearing and stuff with that. Can we have a special meeting in August? I mean, before this council expires.
Mm-hmm. Okay. we'll start compiling, and we'll look at the calendar to arrange for a special meeting.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that. It's probably a good idea because we're going to go through it, and then if there's October 28th or whatever the date is.
It is going to be a... It's lengthy. It's not something that you're likely...
Yeah, I know it's going to be long. Number four, White Mother Reynolds Planning District Restructuring. We'll let Councillor McDougall speak on that if he has anything on it.
Our meeting got canceled. We didn't have quorum for our last meeting, so we meet on the 5th. We meet next week.
Okay.
Otherwise, yeah.
I can't make it.
I think it's the 5th. Friday? The Friday, June?
I got to take all week.
I think we'll still have quorum.
Okay.
It's too bad you can't meet.
No, I'm just
got a lot of big things going on there.
Okay, number five. Just checking the timer. 2026 general election. Election info session update. I think Lacey's got something on that because you're going to have whatever you're going to have.
Yeah, so right now Community Futures is looking at setting up three different information sessions for our region. They're going to be spread out through the municipalities, but they are looking at one for Whitemouth. One in Whitemouth will likely be held a little bit later. I think they're looking at August right now. But people from the municipality and all municipalities will be able to attend these regardless of which municipality they're held in. So that's what they're looking at right now.
Okay. Number six is land sales. Go ahead.
If we could go on camera there, I'd like to discuss a potential offer on some parcels in camera.
Okay, all good?
Okay, okay. Yep. I see it's almost 1:30, and I just want to note that Staff Sergeant Myers is running a little bit late. He just sent us a message. He'll be about 5-10 minutes late.
Well, we still got one more anyway.
Yeah.
Number seven is municipal water. We have what we got here. It's a water connection. So whereas a request and deposit to hook onto our municipal water and sewer. Right?
That's actually a new business one.
It is new business. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, has been received from Gina Fender, 599-7187 Manitoba LTD. And whereas this property is located at Lot 1, Block 1, Plan 24343 WLTO in Southeast Quarter 361111 EPM and identified by assessment roll number 86788. Now therefore be it resolved that this request be hereby approved. And be it further resolved that the appropriate fees be paid in full to the municipality for the connection prior to the installation by the contractor.
I'll move it.
Okay. A seconder?
Sterk.
All in favor?
Aye.
That was new business. We got any more new business? Yeah, we do. No, well. We'll go back. The handy van policy, additional information. There's still, again, a lot of information there.
Is this something that we want to set up a meeting for, too, or you just want to look at it still?
I think we just need time to read it.
Just time to look for it.
Are you still, admin is still, you know, they've checked into other communities, right?
We just got some more information.
That look goofy, and then the next things are really good. So I don't know.
We just got some more information too, so I'm going to add it. I'll add it.
Yeah, okay. Well, when's Corey coming? Do you know?
He said 5-10 minutes.
So we just take a break?
Take a break, yeah. Or you can go in
public
camera.
Public is allowed
go
to
in
sit
camera.
In.
Pardon? You can go in camera.
You can go in camera now for discussion and then... because they can come back. Public is allowed to sit in with Corey's RCMP update.
Or take a break then.
I don't know.
Take a break.
Take a break.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, welcome, Sergeant Myers. And we'll, you're up now. You can give us a little.
Sure. So every year here, about usually try to get you guys April, May, come discuss, because we move into a new fiscal year for us in our annual performance plan. You folks have all been here for quite a while now. Quite honestly, the plan that we've been running the last few years has been working fairly well. Split into three parts there. One is our crime reduction plan, or offender management, basically the folks that are on bail conditions, stuff like that. We're going to hold them accountable to those conditions because it's a small amount of folks that commit a large amount of crime in the local area. I apologize. It isn't one thing, it's another. So we're going to hold those folks accountable to our court and post conditions, and we've been relatively successful in that. We have a few folks that go in and out of custody. I can say we've had one or two folks that, after we've checked them, got off their conditions, have become good citizens, and a few others that have decided to move to other locations, which is fine by me. They're out of my area and not causing us any rebuild here. So that's the first part of the plan. The second part is our traffic management plan. Every detachment should have a traffic management plan. As you can see in this area, we're not exempt from our fatal collision, stuff like that. So we focus on aggressive driving and impaired operation mostly. And see, last year, I think we were the tune of around 800 common offense notices. And when I say 800, I talk about the whole area that I police in general, not just the RM of Whitemouth. I can say for this area here, it's actually fairly good. We don't see too many infractions on this side of the thing. Impaired driving is always a concern. And I think last year we were upwards of about 40 arrests, or about 40 incidents of impaired driving that we caught. So
in the whole area.
In the whole area. So, you know, in the big scheme of things, still 40 is way too many, but it's not too bad. But we're getting more proactive. Our traffic services have been freed up a bit more to come out to the area and stuff like that. So the second part of the traffic management plan is seasonal equipment. You folks aren't exempt from that. As you see, side-by-side ATVs and everything else, they're starting to grow in big popularity. We're starting to get some issues with that. Part of that does fall with our water enforcement as well and stuff like that. So I report to all that to you folks here on a quarterly basis. Then the last part of it is community engagement. I like to report, obviously the visibility is always a concern about police. Where are the police? We never see the police. Well, quite honest with you, the majority of our calls, the batter calls, are when our good folks are sleeping. So I like to report the times that we're involved in the community, whether it be community presentations or parades, stuff like that. When we're in the schools, when we're doing extra stuff outside our police work, but just being involved in the communities in general. So, and I think last year, I can't even count it, it far exceeded what I normally plan for. I think we were almost double. So I'm quite happy that we're out in the community as much as we are. In turn, I hope that you folks recognize that when you get citizens come to you with that kind of concern, you can say, listen, I know they're here, I know they were there. But it shows that our involvement and our commitment to your community. So that's the three pillars of the plan, basically. Been running it now for I've been here seven, so about 6 years now. I think we've seen some good strides as far as property crime, rural property crime. Don't get me wrong, we have our ups and downs with that, but I think the majority of our offenders we've identified, who's doing the majority of it in this area. Don't get me wrong, there's still a few that come in and out, but we've made a noticeable improvement there, so I'm quite happy with that. The traffic thing, I hate to say it, it goes up and down. Sometimes we just get a string of bad luck with some of that stuff, but we're out and about, and I'm sure you hear lots of subject to any questions. I'm willing to take any if you folks have any.
How's your manpower?
Oh, you can talk about that. So you would ask me about a month ago, I would have been here in tears, but as of 2 months ago, I've got three cadets. So they're starting to churn them out in our depot. So cadet usually come, well, a cadet or a new constable. They take about 6 months to get trained fully. We usually start cutting them loose about 4 months there to get stuff doing on their own, but I got three. So by the end of, I'm going to say June, I'm going to be 100% full, which I haven't seen in over two and a half years now. So I'm quite happy with that. Don't get me wrong, we're going to have some blips with transfers in and out and stuff like that, but that part has really changed, so we're lucky with that. We get, I can be honest with you, staffing tells me that there's a lot of members that want to come to our area. It's desirable. the trick to that is those that staffing really needs them to go to other areas that are in a lot more trouble, so they try and redirect them. But at the end of the day, you know what? I'll take a new member any day. It does fill a vacancy, and We put a little bit of effort in, and we usually get about another, I get about 2 years out of them before they're asked to move on to some other posting, stuff like that. We want to keep that rotation going. We've had a lot of folks transfer out. I can say that's because of the good work our folks are doing here. They're being recognized. We're losing a lot of folks to specialty sections, like our new MILA team that's been created there in Winnipeg. We went some to our federal enforcement as of late, stuff like that. So those are goals that those members had in mind, and it's because of the hard work they're doing here in the community, they're getting recognized for and getting those postings. So I'm quite happy for them. Hurts me here because I hate losing good members, but it, that's the way that it turns for us. Mm-hmm. Folks, anything else? Excellent. Well, I appreciate the support as per usual. It's I'm lucky. I got a council support right across the border, across my whole area, and as a result, I have very little issues, and our folks really enjoy working in the area because of it. And it's a positive image that you folks spin out. Allows us to get more stuff done, I think, for the community. So thank you very much for all of that.
Good. Thank you. All right. Now we gotta come. Be it resolved that council recess the regular meeting and go on camera as per section 152.3 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following items, legal and personal.
Honky.
Seconder?
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
See ya, Jeff.
All right, now what we're going to do is direct admin to post for the new and part-time bylaw officer. So be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and this meeting does hereby adjourn at 2:32 p.m. I move or please.
Okay.
Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.